Hi, I'm Jameson Newlander, Alan Frog from The Lost Boys, and you're watching the Frog Brothers Podcast. Let me get a
It's refreshment time, folks.
I'm just going to go watch a movie.
Do you like scary movies?
I don't watch movies.
I have to return some videotapes.
You have a TV?
No. I just like to read the TV guide. Read the TV guide. Don't need a TV.
Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the fucking truth.
Over 1,600 titles, each for rent at just $2 the first night, and only a...
Finish it.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
It's a laser disc.
Okay, I want channels 18, 24, 63, 109, 87, and weather channel.
Welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast with your hosts, Justin and Alec.
Hello, and welcome to episode 68.
Oh, we're one away.
The Frog Brothers Podcast.
68, dudes.
You know what next week is?
Yeah.
It's the number Bill and Ted are always thinking about.
Ooh. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
They do.
Sweet. Right in the first 30 seconds. Good time. Good thing we're not monetized yet, huh?
Yeah.
Monetized. Losers go home and fuck the monetization.
Are we going to review some porn parodies next week?
Not with you. I'm not watching any of that with you guys. You sick fuck.
I mean, we practically did when we watched Crash.
Yeah, that was weird.
I like seeing Casey Jones get topped by Ultron.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So what's going on in the news this week? You guys buy anything else? I'm kind of trying to save things right now. So.
I have not been buying a lot of collectibles. I have purchased some cosplay items for the Edgar Frog cosplay.
I have purchased some cosplay items.
Got an Edgar Frog shirt that I needed, a vest. Got some pants.
Got a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have only put stuff on my watch list. I haven't pulled the trigger or anything else yet.
A vinyl box set I pre-ordered like in December is finally shipping. The whole vinyl delay thing was causing some issues. But the Memphis Vinyl Services announced or shared an article on Instagram the other day just about how vinyl sales exploded over the pandemic and how everyone is way behind schedule on pressings right now because of it.
Hmm.
So if everyone's like, hey, why is Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack delayed? Well, that's because everyone's busy doing pressings right now. So I'm assuming we'll get that.
Shit, it ain't son of a bitch!
Around the time of Afterlife releasing, I would imagine, right? It would just be a good time to have it.
Yeah,
it would help
or
people
some
make
time
it,
the lead up to it. Yeah, for sure.
It would help to be an impulse buy.
It'd
right?
It'd be a good like right at the end of September if they shipped it out, because then you'd have it for October. You know, I think that's what they should do.
Yeah,
I think September and October we merch of Ghostbusters out the wazoo, and I'm here for it.
Could you explain what a wazoo is?
A wazoo is your asshole.
What about a kazoo? A kazoo.
I think that's what they call an asshole in Great Outdoors on the TV version.
Oh, why don't you go blow it out your kazoo? Yes. That's what they showed it on the the cable edit. So instead of blow it out your ass, no one's going to be blowing anything out of anyone's kazoo.
Yes.
It's a fucking great movie.
Well, we having fun or what?
We're always having fun.
Are we, though? Because Richard Donner died.
He was 91, though, so it's not like he fucking died tragically young.
He hung in there, didn't he?
He did. If I knew that whole speech, I would have gone into it, but I don't. It's
right.
Fucking lengthy, but it's glorious.
Yeah.
Stabbed, shot, hung, quartered.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
So rest
right before
in peace.
His head died, he said, The Goonies is my favorite movie I ever made.
He did produce The Lost Boys, as well as directed The Goonies, which, you know, very
yes.
near and dear to us. So
right in our movie repertoire.
Yes. Oh, we got a tired boy. We only have 75 more to go.
I know. It's a weekend at Bernie's 35th anniversary release date today.
Yeah.
And we just fucking biffed that one.
Right over there on the VHS shelf. I think you can see it behind Nick, if you can make it out.
Oh, Booger wants to see it. Booger, do you approve of this movie?
We're going to get this signed by Terry Kaiser.
He'll be in town at Crypticon Kansas City the weekend after next.
Aren't we planning on reviewing that the Monday after Crypticon?
Possibly, yes.
We need to because it's the 35th anniversary.
And we'll have met him.
Still trying to work on a cosplay for him. All I need to find is a good windbreaker that's that shade and then order the glasses.
Yeah.
Because then, well, the shirt too, I guess. But those pants you just gave me, I can even wear for that too.
Yeah. What is that? That was 87, right? Oh, 89.
Yeah. 89. Hell of a year. Hell of a year.
Hell of a year. So maybe not the 35th anniversary. My math's off, but whatever.
Also, we will be having a new episode of Spectre Vision out this week. We're going to be covering Jaws. So keep your eyes open.
Yeah. I shouldn't be yawning this much, man. It was a long
Sleepy
weekend.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm pretty tuckered out myself.
Yeah, me too. I was on a film set this week doing some work, which was pretty cool. Doing some more of that lately, and it's going well. But it is also, I was a production assistant, but I was kind of doing grip work. So that's kind of like the physical labor on set, basically.
Yes, it doesn't involve gripping men like you might think that it does, just by the sounds of it. It involves gripping things. It means you're gripping things to lift them and move them.
Yeah.
So Alec is now a certified forklift operator.
No.
Oh.
That's not accurate. This is a lie.
This is, of course it's a lie.
This is a tissue of lies.
So there's a bunch of Spider-Man toy leaks that Marvel just went ahead and confirmed. So the more we get into it, the more we start seeing everything, right? Hasbro Pulse.
I haven't seen those leaks. What's in those leaks? For anyone who doesn't want to know those leaks,
I saw the article.
Blank out or hit the 30 seconds ahead button, but tell me the leaks now.
All right. So they're just talking about they're confirming the multiverse because there's a bunch of different Spider-Man suits. And they're even going further back with Lego. Like, Lego always spoils every fucking thing, right? Because that's just how Lego does, especially on Amazon. Lego packaging on Amazon. But they also showed that there's a Mysterio and a, what's a fucking bird guy?
Vulture.
The Vulture, yeah. Vulture Lego sets coming out for the new movie, so there's speculation on that right now.
Hmm.
But there's also stuff that it says inspired by Spider-Man. So we'll see. I think they're trying to be sneaky about it, but it's just confirming the multiverse, which we should already be expecting based on if you're watching Loki at all. Hmm. So
yeah,
don't be too surprised there. But they did confirm Doctor Strange is in it, which I think we already kind of knew.
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, sexy.
And then because he's got a new Marvel Legends figure coming out, and then we got a James Jonah Jameson Legends figure coming out that's the bald version.
I'm extremely high right now. Just so we're clear, and it's like really fucking with me hearing the voices in the headphones right now. I'm just kind of zoning out.
Hearing the voices in the headphones. This is the voice of God, Alec. I am here to save your soul and develop it into something manageable, impressive, and full of shit.
Yeah, I'm really fucking high right now.
And just like that, God disappeared.
Oh, man.
So not a whole lot else in news, really. Just con season's picking up. I see a lot of people going to cons and seeing cons.
You're stoned out of your mind, man.
Exactly. Now, in Kansas City, I will say that much like many parts of the country, this Delta variant bullshit's going around and spreading faster than herpes at a gangbang at Debbie Does Dallas filming. That was before they tested for STDs back then.
Can we have group sex with your roommate?
I wonder where you heard that at.
Smoke weed every day.
I got it back.
How everyone. Stella got her groove back.
How Alec got his sound clip back.
Everyone who's not vaccinated is going to die.
We're all going to die, you dumb bastard.
They're going to die really soon.
That's a threat, Nick, and I don't want to be associated with you for that.
No, they're going to die by the virus.
Yeah, you do see how this might make us look bad, right?
It'll be funny.
Well, anyway, on that note, we're going to go ahead and move on.
Did you just lick the money shot off your own face?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I wiped it onto my hand and then licked it.
Very nice. Water cooler cult. So we just watched episode 4 of Loki.
I literally just watched it.
So yeah, episode 4 of Loki, new TV show, you know, not too bad. I definitely,
it's got that weird wizardy guy that's got that cold gold shit that he wears on his noggin.
I really like that, the She-Loki, you know?
Yeah. It's like, everything you like about the dude, but it's a chick, you know?
Low-key, I'd like to, be a sandwich in between them breads, eh?
Yeah, you want to get on that? You want to meet the mustard or the mayo?
I don't even know where this came from, but
it's a weird new segment we're doing called Talking Like Assholes.
Talking Like Assholes. I don't even know what accent this is.
There's people that really talk like this that listen, and they're going to be really mad.
Yeah, well, because you know what? We did such a bad impersonation of whatever
maybe,
your accent is.
Maybe they're snowflakes, you know? Who knows? Maybe they're little bitches.
Nick actually found his fucking shorts.
Yeah, I dug out my summer.
Now I can stop crying about it being hot.
I didn't know you had legs. I thought you were Lieutenant Dan under there.
No, and like I said, I've still been hot.
It's what they build them spaceships out of, you know?
Aluminum. Aluminium. Titanium.
So, Loki. This is finally getting somewhere with the episode here.
This is a good episode.
Yeah. As much of these Disney Plus episodes really take off, I think, in the third and fourth episodes, usually the fourth.
A lot of it, they're doing a lot of groundwork to pay off big.
I mean, yeah. I think this one only has 6 episodes.
Yeah, so that
they really got to kind of move it.
Yeah, they got 2 left. They could be longer, though, too. I haven't been paying attention to the lengths, but this one felt...
This one was 47, like, average.
Some of them were only like 30, weren't they?
Nick always pays attention to length.
The last two were the 30 minutes.
Do you also pay attention to girth? Because that's important, too.
It's more important.
Ask anyone.
It's more important.
Oh, you know, both.
It's you know. Like a circumference, you know, length times width.
You know, you know, it's a circumference of the penis, you know.
I don't know about that, but
well, they have
okay.
They have like 5 minutes of credits, which there was a mid-credit scene this week as well.
Yes. Mm.
Did you watch that, Alec?
Yeah.
Did you watch Maximum Overdrive?
I forgot
to ask.
Oh, I watched it.
No, so in Loki, I mean, you start off with everything kind of closing up the last episode where they're basically just waiting to die. And like, well, I guess this is how we go. And then they finally figure out where the fuck they're at because they see an anomaly on the blip. And they bloppity bloop. And next thing you know, they scoop-dee-dee-doop. And they walked out of the door. Out on the floor. Everybody do the dinosaur.
Very last second, yeah.
Yes. It was very, reminded me of the ending of Rogue One, except they got to walk through an invisible door.
Well, then they stood there and looked at the doors for a couple of seconds, and I'm like,
it
can not be worse than where you're at right now. So,
just love how you see Mobius is, like, figuring out that, like,
wow,
Loki is an asshole.
Wow.
You're trying to do the Owen Wilson.
Wow.
I assume they're going to bring him back, or is he dead for good? I don't know.
I don't think you know yet because due to that post-credits scene where we see that Loki isn't exactly dead yet, he's zapped off to another place. So, do you have any speculation on a main villain here?
I have no fucking clue.
You're just so high right now. He's like, I don't even know what I want.
I guess whoever built those robot aliens, I would assume.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun. That they're like,
yeah, I was like, are those fucking aliens going to do anything or just sit there and watch this battle? And then it turns out they're robots.
Well, I was like, they didn't look
they're like Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't normally like criticize the CGI in this, but they didn't look like super, super amazing, like as polished as some other stuff did. So I was like, well, that's kind of weird, but okay, whatever. Maybe it just kind of
the movie went from being like Blade Runner to Last Jedi to Bill and Ted to Ghostbusters to Ghostbusters again.
This episode,
yeah,
yeah,
in like a 5-minute period, it was like 6 movies combined into one.
The doors swing both ways.
The elevator scene was almost the exact shot of them in the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Like, I kept thinking, I want to put the subtitles of that over this. And then they get up to the rooftop, and it reminded me of Ghostbusters.
There should have been a no-smoking sign.
And then the three of them are sitting, like, in Bill and Ted, the fucking Time Lords, whatever they're fucking called in that. Leaders and then future.
Something like that.
Yeah. Timekeepers?
Timekeepers?
No, I just mean in Bill and Ted. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, right, yeah.
A lot less foam in their costumes.
And then when they're fighting off all the guards together, it's like fucking Last Jedi.
Last Jedi, but it doesn't suck.
With 3 Snokes.
Yeah.
And then Blade Runner, just because of the color scheme, obviously.
Blade Runner because of the color scheme and that synthesizer they're using in some of the scoring pieces there.
I do enjoy the score of this series. I never really really noticed the other shows so far.
I gotta say, they've done a good job, though, like making... I mean, Loki's an interesting character anyway, right? Loki has roots well beyond Marvel, so, I mean, you're looking at things beyond that, but... You know, within the context of the MCU, you're like, okay, what are you going to do with this character to make it interesting again? Because he's kind of...
Is that like what Disney supposedly tried to copyright? Loki or like a god?
Yeah, they've done some of that, some mythology stuff. I mean, I think every major corporation that's done that kind of shit has.
Yeah, that's lame, but it's funny and it's just like, whatever, you dumb bastards.
I mean, like,
you dumb bastards.
Copyright law and all that shit was changed strictly because Disney, Walt Disney actually paid a shitload of money to have that happen. And he didn't pay directly to the government. Obviously, he was fucking paying lobbyists and helping get that movement whole thing rolling. So, want to keep making that money forever.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm just telling you, some people don't think about this shit. They can't figure it out. And like you, you're so high, I didn't know if you'd even know what I'm saying.
What about that time loop, huh?
Yeah.
How about that time loop?
Yeah.
With Sif.
He's never going to have children.
Who?
Loki.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was like, yeah, that's likely.
She kneed him in the groin about 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then eventually was like, oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
Well, when they first kill off Mobius, you're just like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, it seems like premature for that. But then when you see, like, Loki about to tell himself that he loves himself as a her...
Yeah, he does.
And, like, he finally has a connection with someone. It's like, that's because you love yourself, you dumb bastard. Mm-hmm. The only thing you've ever loved is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I love how bizarre and weird that is all at the same time.
That's why his palms are hairy. You know? Mm-hmm. Self-love. Mm-hmm.
Nick waxes his palms, though.
True. And his butthole. And his nose.
There's another movie... this reminded me that? Of, but I'm still waiting for you guys to watch it, so it's not spoiled.
It's a Star Trek movie?
No, it's an Ethan Hawke movie.
Oh.
With time travel.
Was it Loopers or whatever?
Butt Loopers?
Fruit
Loopers?
Predestination.
Hey, that's a sequel we should make.
Right.
Loopers? What's Fruit Loopers? it's the sequel you've been waiting for,
you
folks.
Go back in time to eat cereal out of your own ass. Shoo,
shoo, shoo, shoo. Before you give yourself a bacterial infection.
Hungry fella. Oh, man.
What's all the pet food for?
These are movies I should pitch.
that should have been pitching a summer tentpole right there.
The Fruit Looper.
Wait, who owns that?
Written and directed by
Alan. Who came up with that?
What?
Fruit Looping.
The internet. I don't know. Some poor bastard.
Someone already owns it.
Yeah. We could use any
Cut
cereal.
Let them be a producer.
I mean, I think Fruit Loops are actually owned by Kellogg's, but, you know.
Sponsored by Kellogg's.
Yes. All right, so anything else on Loki? I mean, I feel like we really butchered that, butchered that one. I don't know why I said butcher that one. That sounds fucking rude.
You know how much I sacrificed?
I do. An awful lot.
Well, yeah, we kind of, all over Loki, but...
Well, when I realized there's only two episodes left, I thought maybe Mobius or Morpheus.
Looks like they kill off Loki at the end. Let's talk about that at least.
Looks like the mid-credit scene, obviously.
I know, but I'm saying, let's talk about that first. We'll talk about things in order.
First, I thought the social justice warriors had gotten rid of male Loki so they could have female Loki.
When I was watching the first time, I said, oh, God, Loki is killed. And then the lady was the new Loki. And then there was credits. And it was over. But then they shot another scene. And in this scene, there was Loki.
Are you mocking Nick? Because when you're mocking Nick, sounds like the guy from Idiocracy. He's like, go away, I'm baiting.
Kind of, yeah. I also sort of like Tommy Wiseau. Tommy Wiseau meets Dax Shepard in Idiocracy.
Pretty much. Nick looks triggered, but he's tired. He's too tired to
I'm just ranting. I don't know what's going on there.
Yes, it's weird. It's wild. It's crazy.
Well.
Fuck it.
But you know there's YouTube videos that are saying this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. People get triggered by everything these days.
First they got a female Loki, and then they killed a male Loki, so it could just be the female Loki.
Well, I love how they just immediately, like, showed you what's going on after that. Because after Mobius, then Loki, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? And then in that credit scene, you're like, okay. So obviously, like,
we
got to
put this mid-credit scene in, or...
You know what I think my favorite thing, though, so far in the series?
What?
The fucking alligator Loki wearing a little headset or headdress or whatever he wears, whatever you call that thing.
Oh, yeah.
That alligator was cool. I was like, can that guy get his own series? Because I just want to see a talking alligator, like, hang out with Rocket Raccoon and shit. Like, can we get some anthropomorphic talking animals in this series more than just the one? Well, the two, him and Groot, you know?
Yeah.
But Groot's a plant.
Well, we have little kid Loki and black Loki and old man Loki at the end. And old man Loki's wearing the generic Loki costume.
Yeah. Was he old or is he just like fat Loki?
Well, I watched it on my phone, so I'm not sure. Oh, it looked like he had white hair, so I don't know.
Interesting. Well, moving along.
Moving right along.
A good old segment called...
What do you mean you haven't seen this film supreme made up of a dream team? This movie's pretty great. You're fucking late. Let's accelerate and get it on your plate.
And you don't want us exposing ourselves. And you don't want us exposing ourselves. Exposing ourselves.
Film and exposure. If you do want us exposing ourselves, onlyfans.com/frogbrosvideo.
Mm-hmm. If you want to steam a stick of VHS into my personal VCR, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you going to use a slipcase on or off when you do that?
Well, I have to have the slipcase off. That's how a VCR works, Justin.
Yes. It was a protection or not protected sex joke.
Unfortunately, the VCR down there doesn't rewind. It only goes forward.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I was talking about my butthole if you didn't get the joke. Moving along, Maximum Overdrive this week.
Maximum Overdrive.
The coke-fueled movie by Stephen King.
Oh, I thought this would be another man's garbage.
No, a lot of people actually like it.
Because of the rating, not because of us not liking it.
I don't even know what the rating is.
It was very, very low.
It's like 36%. Yeah. It's
very
bad.
Cult
was it
film.
That high?
It is. Yeah, it's a straight up cult film though. I mean, it's Stephen King got to direct a movie based off one of his own stories called Trucks, I think, or something.
Joyride has really great ratings, but nobody really pays much attention to it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those sleeper movies. I just missed when it came out.
I liked it. Would you? I mean, we'll talk about
I've
it
I've always
later,
liked
I guess,
it.
But
yeah.
Okay, cool.
I bought it on DVD when it first came out.
And I have it on DVD.
As soon as we turned Maximum Overdrive on, I was like, God damn it, we missed it. June 19th, 1987 is when the movie opens up.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, in the movie it's 87?
Yeah, Rhea M. Comet, yeah. Wilmington, North Carolina.
I say the movie released in 86.
And then the first thing you get in this fucking movie after that is a Stephen King cameo at an ATM, which is fucking glorious. Like, I'm like, hey, you're
35th anniversary in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well.
Did you guys know that?
Fancy.
There you have it.
Huh. We're celebrating the 35th anniversary of Maximum Overdrive.
Just like, shut this man up. Shut this man up. Shut this man off.
I feel like Dr. Evil, goddammit, with the fucking mute button.
Yes, yes, yes.
You insolent little shit.
So I'd never seen this movie, so I had to get a digital copy to watch. It's a fucking trip, man. Emilio Estevez.
I don't give a ladybug.
The first thing I notice is the fuck you on the sign outside the bank. And I was like, what am I watching? Because I hadn't seen this before.
And then the ATM called him an asshole. Like,
have you seen this before this?
I think I did when I was a kid.
You hadn't either, had you?
So, I love the beginning, definitely. Though, man. Like, all the fucking car destruction going on at the beginning. Oh, like, they're fucking playing AC/DC, and then they have this stupid AC/DC van getting smashed up.
But isn't AC/DC so much more tolerable when there's no singing?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's so much better. That's one thing about AC/DC, like, yeah, I know, occasionally there was, but like,
yeah, the voice,
I could actually
voice,
stand the music when there's no singing.
Yeah, the music, there's some good guitar riffage and shit in there for sure, but yeah, the singing's like really like, yeah, it's low, I can't handle a lot of that.
Yeah, so.
Sorry if you like AC/DC a lot, but that's just not for me, so you keep on enjoying it.
AC/DC sucks balls. Comment below if you disagree, I don't care. Fight me. There's an AC/DC van in that scene.
Yeah, on the bridge.
I guess, you know, that's kind of a small thing for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Their van gets fucking trashed, just like all the other shit.
The only thing I was disappointing about that was, like, I was really hoping for a cameo from the band, like, to get out of the fucking van and, like, have it being, like, destroyed.
Get murdered.
Yeah, that'd
be fucking
funny.
Cool.
So every time I've seen, like, the, you know, the iconic imagery from this movie is that semi-truck that's from the toy company.
Yeah.
But it's got the Green Goblin's face.
I figured
on
it'd
it.
Be much more of a road movie.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, I just didn't read like it was going to be like this type of a movie. I thought
it was
going to
be a diner the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, it felt like more like a zombie movie, but with machines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's campy and it's enjoyable in that kind of sense. If you don't take it seriously and you take it more like, you know, like the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies, those are so fucking wacky, they're hilarious.
Yeah, like this movie I didn't take serious just because you're like, oh, it's fucking campy. Even though, like, when it was made, it's made to still be a B-movie, right? It's clearly what it is. There's some Shawshank Redemption shit going on in here as they're crawling through the sewer tunnels and shit, which is badass. I'm like, hell yeah.
When it gets to the part where they're feeding them gasoline, I'm always just like, or not always, but was just like, kind of confused, just like, where is this going now? Because this is going on quite a while. They're doing, the scene's pretty long.
Yeah, and it's like, if you're not paying close attention to this, like, you may realize that, like, okay, so the comet at the beginning basically has an alien life form that makes, what, electronics, engines, whatever, sentient.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was like the radiation.
Yeah, from the trail of a comet that the Earth was in. Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a ladybug.
Never heard that before. Why wasn't I told?
Who's in charge? Eckhart, sir.
So Bill Robinson, who's Emilio Estevez, plays that, and then
what about the knife cutting the waitress? That was a dope scene. I like that.
Oh, that electric knife was pretty fucking cool.
Dude, I love the kid getting chased this whole movie. That's one of the best parts.
Oh, the kid in the bike, yeah. That whole fucking vending machine throwing. And, like, you can clearly see
there's
just a cannon
in there. Dude, the vending machine part rules.
And then that kid got ran over by the...
Dude, the steamroller,
I was like, yes, they killed a kid in a movie. Yeah.
Yes. Very much, it reminded me of Assault on Precinct 13. Have you seen that? Little girl just gets taken out with a fucking gun right to the fucking face.
They do that in the remake, or...
No, it's in the original, I think.
I've only seen the remake, and that was
I have the original.
And a long time ago for that, even.
We'll do it sometime. It's a John Carpenter flick.
You know who else is in there? So Yardley Smith, who voices Lisa Simpson, is actually in this as the newlywed wife.
Oh, that's funny.
Also I was like, why does her voice sound so fucking familiar when I was watching that? I'm like, oh, that explains that.
She also had a prominent role in Legend of Billie Jean.
Yeah, she's done more voice work, obviously, than anything else beyond that, but it's pretty cool seeing somebody like that. And you're like, why do I know that voice?
I love Yardley Smith.
It's usually you...
Oh, yeah, she's the one that says, I gotta go to the ladies' room, and he's like, can I watch?
Yeah, and she's like, no, stop, yeah. It was just like, all right.
He's like into that piss.
It's number
F. Man. I'm going to I mean, it just
that's
shows
what
you.
The movie should have taken a turn, and all of a sudden they should have
been... film?
Yeah, like, should have been her pissing on him in the truck stop bathroom, and then, like, the trucks get into it, too, and they start pissing and fucking on the truck. I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird and would make weird movies. Somebody give me a...
Somebody give this man a budget.
Somebody give me a budget, please.
Give this man a budget and a kilo of cocaine.
I would make the craziest fucking movie you've ever seen, I promise.
It'd probably mostly be you doing weird shit.
I would definitely be the star.
Because I know you, and I've seen what you do.
I know what you are, and I've seen what you've done.
I didn't take a lot of notes on this movie. It's just so fucking wacky. Like, obviously, Bill's got this shit boss because he's a parolee, and so he's out on parole, and then, like, he's got that chick he's trying to bang. Like, there's some subplots in there that are, like, just hilarious to see.
Yeah. Like I said, I definitely like the kid. He has to fight the fucking... He hides from the ice cream truck, and then the lawnmower comes after him.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawnmower's already tasted blood at that point. You know, it's covered in fucking blood. It rules. And I love how you just are always seeing new dead bodies laying around from people fucking being
dead
murdered.
Everywhere.
And then he's also chased by a fucking airplane. Did you see that shit?
Yes, that airplane was badass.
That was awesome. Because
he goes
like,
and fucking like hides behind a billboard, like takes his bike over there, and then you see him like go, and you're like, oh, okay.
Like, it's such a crazy, campy concept, but it's amazing.
It's fun because it's all practical. If you're going to do something like that now, most of that would have been CGI, and it would be entertaining, but it would be way less fun. The fact that this is all like shot in camera just makes it like obnoxiously goofy.
Yeah.
In the best way possible, of course. So... And Emilio Estevez, like, they try to give him an award for, like, worst actor in this movie, and I'm like, he really wasn't bad. He was one of the better...
He wasn't bad. They just, like, the dialogue written wasn't good, and it's like, Stephen King wrote this, too. You'd think it'd be more interesting,
well,
did
he write the adaptation?
He wrote and directed it.
Yeah, but it's based off a short book.
But
so
it says written and directed by...
Okay, I don't know, man. Maybe he just had a hard time adapting the things to the screen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe that's why he's never directed a movie again since. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak.
So it looks like in 97 they made a more direct adaption of the,
oh, trucks.
Of the book.
Yeah, that's what the story was called.
And
whatever.
It looks more like a road movie.
Interesting.
And it's all about trucks.
Funny.
Sounds like a Thomas the Train episode.
And has a better rating.
All about trucks. What else do you have on it? What's the craziest shit you saw in that you're just like, this is badass?
I honestly, the first half of it is much better when all the crazy shit was happening. And like I said, the kid on the bike's my favorite part. So all the truck stop stuff felt more like a zombie movie without zombies, which wasn't necessarily bad, but it was like, all right, moving along a little bit. Give me something.
Yeah, there's a few things in the second half that really just kind of brought it down, like when they're pumping the diesel for all the trucks that come through, and then they like run out, and like the truck's all pissed off, but he's got like blisters on his hands from running the pump all day. You're like, really, dude?
Right.
And filling up big diesels is gonna burn through fuel pretty quick, and like showing that they had that many there, I'm like, okay, what are the chances of that? So
yeah. What are the odds?
What are the odds of that?
Jeez. So this movie, the trucks. I used to drive a truck like that, eh? It's a sequel to the Disney film Cars, you know, those trucks, and they try to kill people. You know what they don't tell you about truckers is a lot of us are really into the filleting one another because, you know, we're on the road all the time and, you know, we got needs.
There's the rules of the road, you know what I mean? You got to get out there and you got to participate.
Exactly. Candy cane, come on.
Candy cane.
We'll get to candy cane later.
Oh, I like a candy cane in my mouth.
Hey, okay, welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast and the oral sex jokes and gagging on penis jokes. High class, intelligent
the
comedy.
Never ends.
The most intelligent comedy out there.
We're like talking about Maximum Overdrive and we're talking about intelligence.
Yes.
Only difference between us and Stephen King is that he's a renowned author that's celebrated and successful, and we're just pieces of shit sitting here on TV.
Who gives a fucking shit?
But, you know, we got that going for us, which is pretty nice.
We're more popular than Jesus.
Who isn't?
Wait a minute. Does it say that in the Bible?
I think it does.
I guess that's all we have on this, huh?
Yeah. Nick, did you even watch that? Mm-hmm. You didn't say a fucking like thing about it. You're just like,
yeah, I did.
He said some stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Top five. This is top five.
Nick topped five guys. I should have said that better. I sound like a dumbass because I said it wrong.
Sound like a moron when you get it wrong.
By that, he means you fucked some hamburgers.
Yeah. Exactly. Restaurants.
That was fine.
He's a restaurateur.
Like the movie American Pie. The remake will be hamburgers. It'll be called Five Guys.
Yes, it will be.
Vegans should fuck hamburgers. That way no one can eat it.
No, there's people that are into that. There's a demographic for pretty much everything out there, Nick. It's called the internet.
Yep.
Let's go explore anything.
Well, Nick's not participating in our top five tonight because he claims he hasn't seen Disney movies.
Repressed memories. Yeah.
So, interesting. We won't go into detail because I don't know.
Well, we can't talk about a repressed memory. You don't know it. It's repressed.
Didn't you have repressed memories about Westerns?
I've just seen like the five typical ones.
Oh. You haven't even seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, have you?
I don't know if I've actually
I've probably seen all the Clint Eastwood movies when I was a kid.
The Clint Eastwood ones are good. I do not like the John Wayne ones. We'll just clarify that real quick. I don't like John Wayne, so.
Well, that's fair. But like, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
But so still, we're talking about the top five traditionally animated Disney films.
Yep, which leads all the way from the 1930s to the early 2000s.
Nick, if you want to give us your top five right now. Which one have you seen?
I hear good things about Aladdin. And
which one have you actually watched?
Recently enough to remember it would be Lion King.
So that's your 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. Nick's 1 through 5 in all five places is the Lion King.
I probably saw like Little Mermaid and shit when I was really too young to remember. But
the Lion King and the Little Mermaid. All right, cool.
Very nice. So, I guess, Alec, what's your number five?
Would you... hold on real quick. Just because Lion King... And I'm going to ask you some weird questions about these things. Would you rather... with the fish on the top or the fish on the bottom, lady? Would you rather fuck a traditional mermaid or the opposite of a traditional mermaid?
Oh, I thought this was a Lion King question.
The Lion King question comes next about whether what kind of lion you want to fuck. But
you mean a mermaid that can't...
A mermaid that's a fish on the top.
That can't go from fins to legs, is what you're saying.
It's... yes.
Okay.
With a vagina, a lady, a human vagina, as opposed to...
Probably a human top, because she can still do... mouth, you
know. if you're listening, you need to watch the YouTube video just to see Nick like demonstrate. That's beautiful.
But not
that's
have
real
a,
nice.
Like a fish head, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good. I don't know. Would a fish be better at blowjobs? Because they're always going.
They don't breathe in air, so they can do it underwater. I guess I don't know. There's probably perks to each thing if you look at it realistically. Pros. We need a Venn diagram. That's what we need to have on this wall back here. A Venn diagram for this
can
kind of
I
bullshit.
Try?
Like this. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what would be really good is get like a frame that's green screen.
Oh, yes.
And, like, put anything up there that
I
we're talking about, like
that.
A news channel.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, today, it'll be the fish mermaid. And
Venn diagram,
the
other
tops
you'd have
bottoms.
To do more work.
Are all fish or all person?
Can I try both before deciding?
That's actually, if that's a fair ask, I would say. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's a fair
can I try
ask.
Them both at the same time with the same load? You know, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Well, if it's fish
Jesus
top.
Christ, Walter.
Is it if it's fish top, would it still be like intelligent like a human and can talk? Or is it just like as smart as a fish?
Here's an even better question.
Okay, go for it.
If it's a, well, I guess tits, okay? That's the answer
fish
to the
top,
question.
But she has tits.
No, I was going to say.
He's so high, he can't even figure it out.
No, I just realized what he was saying. A fish top with tits. Now I think I forgot what I was saying. Top five Disney movies, I guess?
Yeah.
No, which kind of lion do you want to fuck?
Some parent's going to Google like Disney something, and it's going to bring this show up.
Here, honey.
And they're going to have their kid watch it.
Our show's pretty well locked out of children accessing it from YouTube.
Yes, we mark it as explicit.
Yes,
no, I mean,
we're
the parent
will
access
to
it.
I hope not. Don't let your children
watch
this.
Top five Disney movies for me
family.
To show my child.
Well, I mean, just look at the cover of The Little Mermaid. It has a big fucking dildo drawn on it.
Would you rather fuck Ursula or Flounder?
An octopus or a fish?
Or the crab. Ooh, don't fuck the crab, man. That's bad. Chop your dick off like that.
What about the prince guy? Is he an option?
Yeah. What I was going to say was, does it even matter if you're fucking a mermaid that's a guy? Because it's just a mouth and hands anyway. You know what I mean? A mouth and hands is a mouth and hands.
That's a good question. So like Ariel's dad would pretty much be like the same as Ariel, right?
Ooh, wait. Ursula has all those tentacles. That could be real nice. Tentacle porn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a whole genre there, too.
You could put seven tentacles on my penis and just one up my butt. And I'd be ready to go. Squirting my own ink.
Judging from the looks of it, you are ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I guess we're doing a top five Disney animated
movies.
What's
your number five, Alec?
My number five is a little film called Hercules.
Okay.
From, I forgot to look up the years for these, but it's from the late 90s, 97, I want to say, maybe 98. But, yeah, you got fucking Danny DeVito, James Woods, some really interesting monster kills and shit. I always liked it as a kid.
I was too old for Disney movies when that came out, so I think I had to see that with you just because, like, it was a family outing, and I'm just like, fuck this trash.
Oh, you guys went to the theater?
Yeah, we used to go regularly. We'd see movies all the time. Hence why we like movies so fucking much.
Goddamn right. I haven't fucking lived in the theater.
Hey, Rip Torn and Bobcat Goldthwait and Matt Frewer.
Yeah, see, I haven't watched it in a long time. I wonder if I have that one, actually. I have a bunch of random Disney movies, but I think I do, actually. I have to put
so my number five.
Number five.
101 Dalmatians. It's a fucking movie about dogs. Doing dog stuff.
Yeah, it's too sad for me. Dog movies are always fucking sad when people make them.
I did watch that one when I was young.
People are always killing off dogs in movies. It's fucked up. I'm against it. I'm here for the movement against that type of behavior in movies.
And I'm talking the animated movie, because they did release that live-action adaptation of it, but...
All of this is animated films, yes. Just to clarify.
So, this is one of those that Disney released the movie from their vault onto VHS for a limited time. You know, you can only buy something for like a year or whatever before they're like, oh, we're going to pull it from shelves, just to drive up value.
Fucking, yeah, buttholes.
Yeah, they've always done shit
like
that.
But they won't do that with their streaming service.
I bet they won't do that with their streaming service. I don't know. This is sound of country as fuck for a minute there. Like,
well, I did it on purpose. Yeah.
I live in the mountains here. Haven't seen white folks in years, white let alone folks. Anyone.
So you're not white in this?
No, I am.
In this scenario?
I am.
You're a southern black gentleman. What's your number four, Alec?
I was going to say, I'm just not even, we can't even say anything. There's just not, okay, move along.
Don't look for naughty.
Eat my ass.
Number four.
He gave up.
You sucked that guy's dick.
I didn't even hit the right one. That's amazing. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. The peanut butter?
That's a Peter Pan peanut butter alert.
And I do remember watching the live action Peter Pan as a kid with the...
Hook?
Remember? No, the one with the woman playing Peter.
Oh, the ballet. No. She was a dancer, I want to say. Like the.
Oh, it was like a kind of like a ballet thing, wasn't it?
I think she was a ballet dancer.
She was a ballet dancer.
All right, yeah. Well, fuck off with that. Because I'm talking about the good one.
It was like
one,
a play, almost, I think.
The fucking alligator and the ticking.
No wonder he doesn't like Disney movies. He had to watch a fucking live-action song and dance movie that he didn't know what it is.
I was always very freaked out by how Captain Hook has immense anxiety about the ticking alligator and shit. Yeah.
I did watch
trying to fuck with
the
him.
Peter Pan animated series as a kid.
Somebody needs to do a Captain Hook and Chubbs from Happy Gilmore crossover.
Oh, my God. They both get the revenge.
Yeah. Goddamn alligator.
Put my hand off. And Captain Hook's like, you
tore one of them bastards' eyes out.
That'd be a great fucking tattoo.
Or a cosplay to combine them.
Yeah.
Literally one of the half down the middle.
Yeah, the ultimate two-face where you have no hands.
So you're going to do blackface on half?
Ooh, I'm not.
Is it bad if it's only half?
It's fucking, yes. It's kind of bad that we even
you get half
went there. So never mind. We're going to uncancel ourselves. We're going to need to rewind this.
Yeah.
You can just edit out the time gap.
Yeah, you do see how this might make us look bad, right?
What's your number four, Justin?
Aladdin. Robin Williams is fucking
Aladdin.
Badass as the goddamn genie.
I didn't put it on my list because I figured it'd be on your list.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Don't do that.
I like that one.
It's very good. Very nice.
Your
fun
list
movie.
Is a fraud now.
No, it's not.
All right, number three, Alec.
Number three, Oliver and Company. You ever see that?
I don't think I've seen that one, honestly.
Cheech plays a chihuahua in it that smokes cigars.
What? Cigars,
I remember
huh?
the name.
Yeah, there's dogs in it and shit. And cats. It's like an 80s animated, I want to say.
Billy Joel plays Artful Dodger.
Hmm.
Joey Lawrence plays Oliver.
Joey Lawrence.
Bette Midler, Dom
DeLuise. Part of the whole podcast this way, guys. Yeah.
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 My number three is Peter Pan. It's
Peter Pan, eh? Peter Pan. Peter Pan peanut butter is the best peanut butter for your dog to lick off your balls.
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 Oh, you mean a dog. You mean a bowl.
You know those Kong toys that you put peanut butter in for dogs?
I got that tattooed on my tallywhacker, so the dog doesn't know the difference.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's a... Alec is so high, it's amazing.
It's a perfect thing to teach your dog to toss your salad.
Oh my god.
Because then you just put it.
You can't even help but laugh at yourself. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
You're going to knock the Scooby-Doo poster off.
Okay, say it, say it. I got to hear it. I'm going to not listen, but listen closely.
Because, you know, the Kong toys.
This shaped...
They're shaped like a butthole. It's even red like a butthole. Oh, everybody.
He's crying.
This shouldn't be that funny. I'm not. You're the only one that's high in the room, and that I'm just laughing because you're laughing this hard. Who snorted?
Oh,
did
God.
You snort?
Yeah, I did. I'm crying over here.
It happens.
Oh, welcome to the Frog Brothers podcast. Our one listener that's left. That's probably me.
This is a Disney topic.
Yes, this is a Disney discussion.
Oh. Look at his eyes.
All right. Number two.
That's my daily tip, by the way. Kong toys. Kong's toys should sponsor us.
He's crying.
Yeah, we'll post that on the Instagram feed. You can see how much I'm crying from that laugh. It's dripping down my face, and I'm proud.
It's like the simulation you did at the beginning of the show, only now it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. All right.
What are we?
Number two.
Yeah.
He's number now on number two?
Yes.
Aristocats. The movie fucking rules about little cats that are rich. Everybody, everybody, everybody wants to be a cat. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Some fucking dope ass shit in that.
I don't know if I watched that one.
It's a weird fucking movie, but it's good.
1970.
Yeah, dude, there's like a trippy sequence. There's lots of trippy shit in that movie, actually.
Hmm.
But it's dope.
My number two Creme is
Edgar,
the...
Edgar, motherfuckers.
The Jungle Book.
That's a racist-ass movie, but yeah.
Well, it's based off the Rudyard Kipling novel that Disney then fucking trademarked as Disney's The Jungle Book.
There's also a scene in Mowgli that's used, you know, how they copy the Disney shit something else. I don't remember what it was, but... Oh, it's Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, the direct animation scene, yeah. Yep.
Well.
As a kid, you don't notice all the racist bullshit in there, but...
No.
As a kid, I had fun watching it because there's a fucking, like, Black Panther hanging out fucking being cool with
his kid. Bagheera and Baloo
are
the best parts, clearly.
Yeah, I could give a fuck less about Mowgli or
What's the
Mowgli?
King orangutan's name?
Oh, I forget.
King Roland? King Roland to Lone Star! That's what I was thinking of, apparently.
I don't remember.
Are you there?
But yeah, no, that's Baloo and Bagheera are the best parts of that movie, and that's what makes the whole movie. That's why I like the movie.
Yeah.
And then they had the whole Beatles thing about the birds, the vultures, or whatever.
I don't know. What do you want to do today? I don't know.
The Beatles don't have Cockney accents.
None of them did.
No.
Well, whatever. That's what they're kind of going for at the time. I don't fucking know. I just remember that part of the movie. All right. Fuck off.
You suck.
That was racist against British people.
We fled from religious people of Britain.
My number one.
What is your number one?
A Goofy Movie.
You can't see this, can you?
Is that your number one also?
Fuck yeah.
Powerline. He's the only Powerline dad, the biggest rock star. Plus Pauly Shore in this? Fuck yeah.
It's a fucking fun movie.
Cheddar Wedder!
I think I may have seen that one. Now that I think about it.
I have two copies on VHS because there's two different versions they released on VHS, and I have both of them because I like this movie.
Are they both in the clamshell cases?
Yes.
Nice.
Right. Two different styles.
Two different styles of clamshell cases.
Choose from two different movie covers. Order now.
$19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Comes with a free Kong and jar of peanut butter.
Brought to you by Alec. Hand delivered.
Train your dog to eat your ass just like I did mine.
Some people might train their dog to get him a beer.
That's what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
It's not the fireworks.
Ah, yeah, I killed me.
I think the fireworks have actually been pretty restrained this year compared to other years.
Speaking of fireworks. Everything's pissing me off today. Listen to what I got to say. Everything's pissing me off today. Listen to this.
Lash out irrationally. Lash out irrationally.
I haven't done one of these fucking rants in a little while, have I?
No.
We haven't done any one of them. Am I the only one who's done one of these motherfucking rants?
I'm pretty sure you ranted about something one time.
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't even remember what we ranted about.
I don't know. It's been a while.
You haven't done this segment since I've been on the show.
Really? We've done it at least once.
Since I've been on?
Yeah.
Maybe.
God damn it. Don't argue with me.
I'm
doing the pissed off segment right now, and I will fucking strike down upon you.
We need some fireworks to
strike
right now.
No, we need some fucking...
I think it's been restrained. Based on previous years.
Tonight has been, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's the day after.
Last night, I sounded like I was in a goddamn
war. Well, that's the
4th
of July.
Movie.
I meant like before
and
after
fuck,
the 4th.
Fuck the 4th of July.
Usually it's fucking a week before, a week after, just nonstop.
Anyone who likes America is going to get pissed at me tonight and think I'm all anti-America. And in a way, I am. But not as anti-America as one might think.
Well, I'm anti-fireworks, for sure. Literally, I noticed something that was tweeted out by Fox 4, Kansas City News.
Ooh, Fox 4.
And it was that the fucking smoke from all these fireworks shows up on the goddamn Doppler radar. Do you know what that means?
Pollution.
Inaccurate weather forecast?
It means that this damn thing doesn't work. a little Back to the Future here before I lighten the mood, because I'm pretty fucking triggered by this shit, because it ruins Booger's day.
There's so many people that have dogs that are like,
Booger won't go outside.
He's from this shit.
He wouldn't go outside. He peed and pooped inside and it had to be cleaned. And I have no hate for him because of this. It's only the people outside, because he has anxiety for it. So he shakes. He climbs under the bed where he can't fucking fit. He has a terrible fucking time. I literally went outside and there was a guy shooting up fireworks in the parking lot over here. And I was just like yelling obscurities out my front door every time he would set one off for a little while. Like, you have a small dick. Fireworks are for fags.
Things
okay.
That would trigger somebody like that.
It's okay, I can say that.
Yeah, if you know they're straight and it'll just piss them off because they're homophobic, it's okay.
Exactly. Okay. I didn't know that for a fact, but I figured it would because he's setting off fireworks. Only straight people set off fireworks. Yeah. I mean, mainly.
Some gay people might have, like, the sparklers.
That's true.
That's very... That's... Jesus Christ, Nick's like, let me just stereotype some shit here.
Oh, God damn it.
My problem with fireworks, though, personally, since we're complaining about it, is all these dumb, fucking, ignorant pieces of shit,
too.
Fucking humans,
throw
yeah,
like,
all the shit in the
you
road.
Know what? We're going to blow up shit for America's Day, but we're going to call it the Kung Flu, and we're going to be racist towards Asian people. And then you realize you're like, these are all imported, mostly from China. So the fact that you're celebrating America leaving another country by
they
blowing up imported
it, yeah.
foreign fireworks makes you a fucking... dumb bastard.
You dumb bastard.
Why didn't they celebrate freedom but tried to...
Now, I blow up fireworks, but I'm well aware of this. And I had, you know, the kids, we had a few little things, but fucking weeks of this shit, you know, like this year I think wasn't as nutty as it could have been.
You're
because
un-American
it was a
Sunday. Unless you shoot
and
off all
just
your
to be clear, I'm not
course.
Even really even talking about some of the small stuff, because the small stuff ain't too bad. Like, even bottle rockets aren't even that bad. You know, Roman candles, whatever you want to do. And,
no, it's
and
people
stuff
that
like
buy
that.
Like the.
Roman candles
I'm talking about the big
noise.
Fucking ones that they use for displays. If you're doing those in neighborhoods and shit, you're a fucking prick. It's one thing if you're out in the country and you have a country ass house and you're like, all right, we're going to do it here. Or if they're doing their display. And on July 4th is the one exception. But these motherfuckers, they go all the way out into the, like, July 1st, June 30th. They're out there like, oh yeah, I'm fucking putting this goddamn firework in this fucking tube and I'm going to fucking set it off.
You're disturbing a bugger.
Yeah, I know. He hates it when I get pissed, so this is not a good segment to do with him here. I apologize, Booger. Let me take a breath here.
Booger says, is he pissed or jerking off?
It's like fucking every night, though. I mean, I had the kids over this weekend, and they were trying to sleep, right? And so there's fireworks fucking going off, and like trying to get them to go to sleep because they're like a giant boom. And they're like, cool. All right, and not to mention anyone that might have PTSD from being in a war zone or anything. Like, yeah, we're just going to celebrate America by blowing shit up. They're like, one night? Okay, whatever. Yeah. People can plan for it, but this year it was Thursday night. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night.
Happy days.
Today,
Thursday,
there's
Friday,
plenty on there.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's not much better than when you have fucking 4th on a Wednesday or a Thursday, because motherfuckers will take Friday off too, and then we'll have a long weekend of them blowing shit up indefinitely.
Yeah.
So.
I was definitely not Ron Howard in Happy Days this weekend.
No.
I was the opposite of that.
Yeah, just do it one fucking night. You don't need to do it every night.
Fuck you and fuck your fireworks, huh?
You know what I just watched? Me pulling a can off some moron's fist.
Return of the Jedi. Did you see Alien? When that creature was in that guy's stomach?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You ever see that really old movie? Empire Strikes Back?
Jesus, Tony.
Welcome to Retro Release Reviews.
This is an interesting movie also. We picked Joyride from 2001. Uh-huh. In the UK, it was called Roadkill.
Hmm.
Interesting title. Not a bad title.
Do they not
either.
Have joyrides in the UK?
I don't know. Maybe there's already a British film called Joyride I've already seen. That's right, I have.
You do realize that other people and countries make movies, too. And so
74% on Rotten Tomatoes it has, doesn't it?
I guess so.
That's not usually a reason to change the movie title.
If someone owns the copyright to it or the trademark to it.
You know who wrote this?
I don't know. Someone owns a a movie company owns a trademark to Joyride.
Yes, they would try to.
Some guy named J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams?
J.J. Abrams, that's it.
J.J. Abrams.
He wrote it, but he didn't direct it.
He produced it, though.
Directed by John Dahl, who directed Rounders. I've not seen Rounders, but I know it has Matt Damon and Edward Norton in it.
Matt
and it's
Damon.
About poker or some shit.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Any good?
That's what I recall, yeah.
Yeah.
Been a while, but...
Yeah. Nobody knows anything about it. I'm doing nothing but voices tonight. Welcome. I'm probably pissing everyone off. I'm almost annoying podcast host in the world. But fuck you, you're listening to me now. So you will listen to me, and you will fucking listen to everything that I have to say.
Because I have the fucking microphone.
Exactly.
Wedding singer style.
Wedding singer quote for you guys out there.
So Paul Walker, before he killed himself, driving too fast.
Paul Walker. We like Paul Walker here because of the...
He was a passenger, I think.
My guilty pleasure of Fast and Furious, and, of course, Tammy and the T-Rex, which is just hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Steve Zahn plays Fuller.
Fuck yeah.
Lewis's brother. He's Steve great
Zahn.
In this.
Steve Zahn. I don't know how you say his name, but I love
Zahn,
the guy.
I think.
And he's in That Thing You Do, and he's the funniest part of that movie.
And Lili Sobieski played Vinna.
Sobieski, maybe.
Yeah, and then Ted Levine, uncredited as the voice of Rusty Nail, who you may know as
Rusty Nail,
Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
He does pretty good. His
oh, wait. Was she a great big fat girl?
No, he's great as that, and then he didn't have to do the acting. There was another uncredited actor who did the physical appearance of... Mm-hmm. Rusty Nail.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of interesting colors in this movie too. It actually looks pretty good, if you paid much attention to that. It feels like a 2001 movie. Like it fits perfectly in that like group of movies from that time period. Just the way it's structured and everything. Like it gets going pretty quick and like it's never super boring or anything. Now it's not a masterpiece, but it's good.
One thing that stands out to me about this is like for the thriller genre, right? Nobody actually dies in this.
Well, there's the one guy in the motel that dies. Oh, I guess he doesn't die.
They show him.
He's in
his
a coma.
His jaw's ripped off, and he's like close to death.
Let's face it, that's basically
death.
What
do you do without the lower part of your jaw? That would be shitty.
Well, you can't suck any more dick, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that guy was an asshole anyway, so.
The racist guy at the motel.
But it was interesting because you don't see any like gratuitous violence in this movie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the most you see is like...
Well, that's why it's a thriller. It's not a horror movie, but it's definitely a good watch.
But it does a good job of keeping the suspense through the entire film, right, as you kind of get going with things. And
we watched it on Tubi. Well, I did, on Tubi for free.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's
and,
what I did also, yeah.
I couldn't find it on... Well, actually, by the time I watched, it wasn't on Tubi anymore, I think. When
was
did
it?
You...
Oh, what? I watched it today, and it was on Pluto TV.
Maybe that's... Okay,
that's where
I watched it,
but, like, I couldn't...
I watched it
there's no, like, on the app I have for the Xfinity thing, there's no search button, so I had to go
looking
for it.
There's no search on anything for Pluto, so, yeah.
So I had to literally... It was under Popcorn Flicks. I think Victoria actually found it.
Yeah.
It might have been... it was under horror for me. It wasn't under thriller, because I looked in thriller first.
No, I enjoyed it, right? You start off, like, trying to figure out who these characters are, just... You know.
Yeah, he's like flirting with this chick at first over the phone, and he decides to come and get her, which is it's kind of a weird plot. It feels like typical weird college fucking movie.
Yeah,
but then he ends
up
picking
up
his brother from jail on the way there, and that's where it starts getting fun because those two together are pretty entertaining.
And they do a good job of like having those two build their story arc before you really get into anything else, right? And when Vinna comes in again later on, you're like, oh, I thought she was going to be way more involved in this movie than she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has a pretty good role to it, but the first...
I thought you said there was no candy cane.
Yeah. The first third of the movie is really great. I mean, it opens up and it's pretty solid. It really gets everything going pretty well.
Yeah.
And it's stupid shit. Like, you know, people have probably done stupid shit with their friends like that. They're like, yeah, let's buy a CB radio. And the funny line early on when he does that, he's like, yeah, it's like the prehistoric internet chat room or whatever. He's like, you've ever fucked with people in a chat room? Basically, and you're like, yeah, I guess that's very true for that time. Nowadays, you can just watch people do pretty much anything you ever fucking imagined.
Remember OnlyFans.com/TheFrogBros video for me sticking N64 cartridges up my butt.
And blowing them off, too.
And then sounding myself with the controller plugs.
That's Cruisin' USA.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game that would have been like playing shit in this movie.
Do you know what cruising means?
He's cruising. He's a John for sure. Look at this guy. He's a John for sure.
Walton Goggins was in this originally.
I know.
Originally.
In a fucking,
deleted scenes.
In a deleted scene as a cop. I was so pissed when I found that out.
I want to see if I can find that on YouTube or anything. If it's, I need to get this on DVD as well. I have it on DVD. Let's see. So, yeah, they get the guy at the motel killed by pranking him and telling him to meet him there, basically. Over the CB, Paul Walker pretends to be a woman.
That's basically like the precursor to swatting, because you're like, okay, we're going to fuck with somebody and just get them fucked because they did something stupid to you that you didn't like.
Jesus. Then that motherfucker gets murdered, basically. Close to
jaw. Well, yeah, he gets his jaw, lower
wish
jaw.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Gets his jaw removed.
I like how the phone rings next door and they hear it, and then it rings in their room. It's almost like... You haven't seen it, but we need to watch Barton Fink sometime. It's a Coen Brothers movie about a filmmaker. John Turturro plays him, and then John Goodman's in it a lot.
Okay.
But John Goodman is his next-door neighbor, and John Turturro complains about John Goodman making noise. And then he hears the phone ring next door telling them that it's taken care of, so that's how he knows it's him. So he goes and knocks on the door, and he's like, did you just complain about me? It's this whole thing, but... That's what it reminded me of. I was expecting him to come over right away when I watched this because I hadn't seen it before, you know. But then it...
Oh, you'd never seen this before?
Uh-uh. I'd always heard about it and always kind of like didn't necessarily have an interest in it. So I was like, I'll give it a shot. And it, since I had low expectations, was pretty good.
Yeah, not having heard much about it, like Paul Walker, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, I know you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious stuff, but that's like your guilty pleasure.
But again, I don't hate the guy.
I'm
I know
like,
they're
whatever.
Not good movies, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's what they are for me. Some of the car stunt work in some of them and stuff from a filmmaking's perspective is
pretty
dope.
Well, yeah,
when
you look at some of that stuff, yeah, you can always... It's just like doing music production. If you do music production or video production or anything like that, you're going to find something to appreciate in pretty much anything you consume.
Yeah. Their first encounter really getting fucked up by him. That guy that...
Oh, the ice,
chases
the
them
ice
out,
truck driver. Yeah.
And then that fucking gets wrecked.
And he's like, oh, it's a tire pressure checker. You're like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck are you running around chasing people with that for?
Yeah, and like, why are you walking around with that in the fucking convenience station and the cashier doesn't bat an
eyelash?
Then
he gets his truck plowed through.
In the store.
And then he pushes them up against the thing and they're all apologizing and freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I was just playing with you, man.
Yeah.
We're just playing a game. Don't take it so serious. Open up your little boy puss. I need a place to stick this.
Which is fucked up, because later on you find out, that, you know, when they're in, what are they, in Wyoming? Do they say they're near Laramie or something like that? When that's where they say the ice truck driver's from, and then, like, obviously that guy's been kidnapped too and fucking made to drive the truck at the end for the big fucking crash scene.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, seeing that semi-truck drive through the fucking back of the building.
I guess that guy
else.
Dies, the ice truck driver.
Yeah, he's the one that they find and that's
he's
actually
the
dead
only
in
person
there.
That actually dies, okay.
And then they leave the big cliffhanger there at the end showing that, you know.
And there is a Joyride 2 and 3, and I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no consistency between actors for Rusty Nail, so I knew that, you know, we weren't going to see Ted Levine do the voice, but I just was wondering, you know, if the physical actor was the same and it was different in all of them. So
both of them were uncredited too. So
yeah,
but it's the weird. Same character.
Yeah.
Yep. No, it's a fun flick, right? Start to finish, you're on your edge of your seat for most of it because it's got a good amount of tension on it. They keep the tension going, and then obviously
it balances
Steve,
humor really well too.
Yeah, and Steve Kahn's character, whatever, just.
James Kahn.
Shao Kahn's character.
Yeah, exactly. He's a he's from Outer World.
Yeah.
He's a real bad guy. Doesn't wear much either. No, so he does a great job with the comic relief and just kind of being an asshole. But in the moment when you're like, if there's someone is going to die, like when he's trying to get on Venna, you're like, you son of a bitch. You're like, you know that's your brother's weakness. And you're like, waits for him to fall asleep. He's like, hey, you cool with this? You're like, you son of a bitch. I was like, that guy deserves to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Have you two been in this situation?
No, because we're not assholes.
No, and we
at least not in that way.
Yeah, I mean, we're assholes in plenty of ways in life, but no, we don't tread like that.
No. We're not into the sloppy seconds.
Yeah, we're not Eskimo brothers or anything like that either, so.
No.
So what did you think, Nick?
I always loved this movie. I had owned it when in like 2002 when it first came out on DVD, and I didn't have a lot of movies, so I watched it.
Oh, pretty
frequently. Times. Yeah.
I can't imagine that with someone else doing the voice. Like, Ted Levine just has enough creepiness to him that you're like, okay, that's pretty interesting.
I liked, like, one of his, my favorite appearances of him is The Hills Have Eyes remake as well.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the father that gets, like, fucking crucified and, like, fucking burned alive.
He just plays a good asshole. Like, he just has that aura.
He's not even an asshole in that one, but he's in Evolution as well as the military guy.
Yep.
Obviously, Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
This is, we're talking about it. What else can we think of that he's in off the top of our heads?
He's in Jurassic World.
Yeah, that's true. Jurassic Fallen Kingdom. Fallen Kingdom as the like guy trying to get the...
He's basically the Roland Tembo of that movie.
Yes.
Like, I'm that's the exactly what it reminds me of.
All I want for my services is the right to hunt one of the Tyrannosaurs.
Yeah, that's all. Except it comes like this. I want a Sling Blade to get this. And I know that's not actually Sling Blade, but I just imagine him doing the voice of Sling Blade would work very well, too. Yeah. Any other final thoughts on that one?
It's fun. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's fucking free to watch.
It says a lot for this movie that you can watch it multiple times and still enjoy it, even though you know.
Yeah, even though you know what's
Jerry Springer also had a final thought on his show.
About Joyride?
No, just in general. Yeah. Remember when he would do Jerry's final thought or whatever?
Yeah, when he tried to give you the moral of the story, like, fuck you, Jerry, you don't have any moral
of
the story.
Don't fuck your sister.
That's what Jerry wants to do. Jerry was Eskimo Brothers with lots of people on his show.
You're stoned out of your mind, man.
All right.
We now return to the real Ghostbusters.
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks.
Pretty good.
Bill Murray's the funniest man on the planet.
Episode by episode.
Twin Peaks, Season 2, Episode 9.
Otherwise known as Episode 16.
Arbitrary Law.
This is a good fucking episode, man.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
A lot happens.
Yes. It's one of the payoff episodes.
There's so much fucking payoff in it, too. It's
amazing. I have 2 pages of fucking notes. That's how much pays off and how many quotes and things there are that I like.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, this starts out with some like slow motion shots of what looks like a fucking badass rap video with Cooper, Truman, Hawk, and Albert
walking
in the forest with, like... Expect to see back up in your ass with that resurrection from fucking Office Space, you know?
Yeah, baseball bat and a fax machine.
Fucking ghetto boys, ghetto boys. so they're basically finding Maddie's body. And so that's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie was murdered, obviously, by Leland. We saw Bob possessed him.
Yep.
That was kind of revealed. And so then basically Cooper says to Truman, like, you know, give me 24 hours to figure something out about this before you tell anyone that she's been killed. And this is one of my favorite quotes from Albert. What he says to Cooper here is, I don't know where this is headed, but the only one of us with the coordinates for this destination in his hardware is you. Go on whatever vision quest you require. Stand on the rim of a volcano. Stand alone and do your dance.
Yeah, he always gives some... He's an interesting character, too.
Yeah, I love
it. He's short and he's an asshole, but he says insightful shit.
It's one of the best lines in this show for me and this episode and everything, that character. So that's cool. Donna and James in their little fucking romantic scene where they're like, oh, we'll be together forever. Oh, silly bitch. You haven't seen the end of the episode, have you? I have.
Yeah.
You
also find out that where I started, you know, getting a few good notes is the bit when you learn the creamed corn lady's been dead for 3 years and, like, her grandson wasn't, like, really there at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
before
like, okay.
that, you see a little bit real quick of Norma and her mom at the diner.
Oh, yeah, because she's asking where she got those glasses. She's like, oh, yeah. They were whatever Maddie's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What fowl did you get these eggs from?
And then Andy's saying the J'ai un homme solitaire over and fucking over, which is apparently what Harold wrote, which means I am alone. He, like, wrote that in his suicide note.
Mm.
So
she said that Mrs. Tremond had said that. So she brought Cooper over there. That's how we get there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
And then...
That was an interesting reveal because it was a weird scene anyway, so the fact that they're like already dead and she's interacting with something...
And her grandson that was magic's not there.
Yeah. The other slave's like, no. But she does give her that page of the diary, though, that was in the house, which is wild.
Oh, which has the details about the Red Room and Cooper's dream. And he's
yes, and like he likes...
I had the same dream. Follow the weird naked Indian. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All but the blue M&Ms.
I had the same dream.
Basically.
Didn't you find it a trifle bit unnecessary that...
and then you see Catherine goes and she gets fucking Ben to sign all the papers and she reveals himself to him and he's like all excited at first and he signs and he's like, you're going to tell the right?
I got some more notes that happened before that.
Yeah.
If you want to get there real quick. But it's
just let him read his notes.
there's the golden circle part where...
Golden showers?
Whatever. Philip Gerard with Mike. In him, you know, he's talking to Cooper, and he tells him there's a golden circle, also means butthole.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my ring to the giant, he says. And then he goes outside and sees the same butler he saw before he saw the giant, and says, I know about you! Mm-hmm. And then he says, the milk will cool on you, but it's getting warmer now. And then he's like, getting warmer now. I must be getting warmer on my mission, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you see the Tojimura and Catherine reveal with the weird scene where she's like, fuck you.
My favorite bit of that, though, is at the end. She's like, we've been lying to each other our whole lives. Like, what do you expect me to do? Actually go fucking tell the sheriff? She's like, right. Fuck off. That was pretty good.
Donna goes to see Leland, and here's where the shit starts taking off.
Yes. It gets real fucking wild here, yeah.
She's almost fucking murdered by him. Mm-hmm. And I love this scene. He sees Bob in the mirror, and then he goes and he's like trying to comfort Donna because she's all worried about Maddie. And he's like, no, she's fine, I promise. You know what really cheers me up? And then he goes over to his record player and he pulls out a record and he says, do you like Huey Lewis in the News? No. <Yeah. laughs> He puts on an album, though. It's basically like that, because he's about to kill this motherfucking bitch.
She wasn't
bitch.
Interested in drinking the lemonade.
Oh, that's true, because he was going to drug her.
Which looked like orange juice for some reason.
And then he starts dancing with her, and then he pulls her really close really quick and is like about to fucking start the shit when the doorbell rings. Yeah. Truman, saved by the bell.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also interesting, like, he does a great job revealing, like, the crazy look when she's like, oh, the secret diary. He's like, well, they already found her diary. And she's like, no, the secret diary. And he's like, she had a secret diary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob's worried because he doesn't want more people to find out about him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason she's dead is because Bob didn't want to be revealed. So,
I love the look, though, when it zooms up from the record player and you see it's Bob and he's like, he makes the weird screaming sound and shit. Mm-hmm. It is frightening. I mean, especially if you were like a kid, there's just weird imagery that would be in your head. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. I don't know why a kid would watch Twin Peaks or anything, but.
Yeah, you never know.
And he said this guy's just a member of the production crew?
He was at first, but he was accidentally shot in a mirror in the pilot.
But he didn't have any like acting experience.
No. But you can see him. He was production crew on Wild at Heart, too, so there's like behind-the-scenes photos with him, so people always get freaked out because they're like, it's fucking Bob, and he's in the behind-the-scenes photos of Wild at Heart. What the fuck? And they're like, he's a production guy, though.
Yeah, that's it. Makes perfect sense. Probably in a lot of behind-the-scenes photos of shit because he's... In the industry.
They gather a bunch of people at the diner, or the roadhouse, basically.
Yeah, the roadhouse, yeah. They have everyone there, and Dale's basically gathered everyone
in
there.
It's storming. You have Ben Horn, Leo Johnson, Bobby, Leland. Briggs shows up and brings the butler.
Yes, and he says, you're right on time. Like, that was a huge piece right there.
And here's where one of the other things from Cooper's dream plays out, finally, the last little bit.
Oh, yeah, I finally remembers the bit.
He talks about the gum. Leland talks about the gum I used to chew as a boy. And he says, that gum you like is going to come back in style.
And as soon as he hears that, then, yeah, he goes into his own head and hears Laura reveal the, my dad killed me.
From the same dream where he forgot it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty fucking wild, too, in that scene. Like, and it plays out so well.
Yeah, and then basically they're like, Ben Horn, come with us. You might want to take Leland Palmer as your lawyer. And this part's fucking just brilliant, Cooper. Yes.
Works out so well. Yeah, they get him back in there, and he's like, can we bail him out really quick? And they're all fucking playing stupid. It's a classic bait and switch here, which works out really well in the scenario.
Yeah, they act like they're going to put Ben Horn in the cell. Leland is like, don't worry. And then when he does that, they like fucking grab him and force him in there. Yeah. He starts freaking out like a wild animal.
Oh, yeah, the weird howling shit he does is so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Dick Tremaine says something that anybody else who has watched The Return of Twin Peaks will recognize a line that Dick Tremaine says in this, which is, there's no way to know if there's any relevance of this or anything like that, but he says, got a light? Which is, yeah, that's a thing. I had to note that.
Well, you get in that room and you see Leland going crazy as Bob, right? Bob's pissed and...
He does the Fire Walk With Me poem when he's sitting in the chair.
And well, that's after they interrogate him and like try to get some questions, and he's just fucking with him. He's like, do you know? That whole bit was pretty fun.
Yeah, he admits to killing Laura and Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Sheriff Truman's already like worried about like, is this, you know, we gotta have evidence. He's like, yeah, we'll go get it.
Yeah.
And that plays out well.
After he does the Fire Walk With Me poem, he then says, I'll catch you with my death bag. You may think I've gone insane, but I promise I will kill again.
And that's basically Bob leaving Leland and basically revealing to Leland that Leland has memory of what he did as Bob.
Yeah, which especially is pretty significant, now. Like, right? He didn't always have it there, but it's always been, like, fuzzy, and he always kind of forgets it, and it's always hidden.
Well, it always felt like when he was possessed by Bob, Bob was able to block that.
Yeah.
Did you mention that he beat his head against the door first?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
No, we didn't mention it, but he did.
And that's what kills
And then
Leland.
He describes it to Cooper as, he came inside me. Which I meant to grab that as a sound clip.
But he came inside me.
But that's the huge moment, though, where he's laying there dying, and Leland reveals and admits everything he can to Cooper as they're all there. And then basically Cooper walks him through heaven or whatever, if that's how you want to.
Yeah, or just death in general.
Yeah.
And then just go to the light. Wouldn't say heaven. I would say definitely more of a. It's more of like a Tibetan spiritual thing. And it's dope. I have the kind of speech he says here. He says, all things are like the void and cloudless skies, and the naked, spotless intellect is like a transparent vacuum without circumference or center. Leland, in this moment, know yourself and abide in that state. Find the light. And then, you know, just find the light over and over.
Over and over until he dies, yeah.
Which is like, perhaps I wrote here, the most beautiful death scene ever, ? I fucking love it.
Yeah, I mean, well, the...
He's, like, comforting him, and, like, it comforts me.
Well, he comforts him, knowing that, like, he did all this bad shit possessed, so, like, Leland was kind of a shit person anyway, but he wasn't shit to this level, so he's just basically kind of giving him that guidance there that, like, yeah, you might be a trash person, but I'm still going to be there for you on the way out. So I found that very interesting to see that, how that played out, and it was...
Yeah, I mean, he's just a victim to Bob, so... Mm-hmm. Later on, they're outside, and...
Yeah, they're doing, like...
Harry's that. Like, he's fucking insane. And Albert says, well, you know, people saw Bob in visions. So, I mean, people physically saw him.
Yeah, and Truman even says, like, I've seen some weird shit, but I've never seen anything that weird. But, I mean, that's part of that, just the area they're in, right? Which...
Garland Briggs has a line, too, about, there's more to heaven and earth than there is in our philosophy.
Yes.
Which is a very interesting just statement in general. Garland Briggs fucking laying it down, man.
Yeah. Even when I just wish there was more just on his character, because he's really just showing you...
That's
like,
from like Shakespeare or something, I think.
Doesn't matter. Either way.
I'm just saying.
He's still the one, though, that's like basically acknowledging the government knows about all this shit, and he has a very detailed knowledge of it, but he just can't fucking speak to it, right? You know, he's got shit that he can't speak to, but I mean, we already know that he has a lot of information. Mm-hmm. But he holds himself to an ethical standard that peer-to-peer, he won't even, like, break that standard. So it's interesting to see
Albert
him,
has
like,
the line
reveal
that
shit.
Maybe that's all Bob is, the evil that men do.
Yeah, manifested, right? Yeah.
Then Truman's like, you know, what if Bob is real? Where is Bob now? We let him escape.
Yeah, and then you see that whole fucking Evil Dead looking sequence of the
I literally wrote Evil Dead shot owl. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You see that sequence of it flying through with the distorted colors.
Bob is a deadite.
Bob possesses the owl.
Yeah, you just wait till episode 16 when Ash shows up, finally.
No, so that was a fucking great episode. I really enjoyed that one.
Yes, this is one of those payoff episodes where you're like spending season two doing a lot of like homework for everything to pay off.
Yes.
It does that again, basically.
And then you can't even forget the subplots, too, like the whole thing about who's the parent of the kid and everything like that and how that's going
to
play out. Like,
and then James leaves town because Maddie's murdered.
Yep.
And, you know, she's like, don't leave me, James. And you're like, fuck off.
But you had enough other stuff, some of those side plots just aren't nearly as important because you're just like, whoa.
No, fuck
no. A lot of shit going on here. It's an excellent one.
Well, I guess that's this week's episode. So, you know, if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/thefrogbros. Also, join our Facebook group. If you haven't, do it. Search us out, Frog Bros Video. Hit the join button.
We keep teasing the t-shirt shop and everything online. I finally got a big piece that I wanted ready for that to launch. So we've got an amazing design by Beducci Studios that I will reveal when we reveal the store. So you'll be able to get t-shirts of that. We're going to donate $5 of every shirt sale to Children's Mercy Hospital locally. That's the same charity that Paul Rudd in town uses with the Big Slick charity group. So Children's Hospital here, so we're going to do our part to give back, but just wanted to give a shout out to that, so be looking out for it. And it's not just a design straight for the show, it's a badass design in general. I think you guys are going to like it.
Yep.
So we will see you next week.
Something about shut this off, shut these all off.
Yeah, something like that.